Welcome to the Sockdolager Wellness Podcast. This is a place where we discuss health and how to be a healthier human, whether that's physically, mentally, spiritually, or more. So if you want to be a healthier individual, buckle up and hang on, you're in for a ride. All right, everybody, welcome back. Today, I want to talk all about breathing. I wrote a book on it. It's called Breathe Better. It's a user-friendly guide to helping you breathe better. It's one of those things that we take very, very lightly because we do it every day, all day, but rarely, very rarely are we actually doing it right. And so today I want to talk a little bit about breathing, some of the reasons that we breathe poorly, and then a couple ways in how we can correct it. So hopefully you like it. Sit down, buckle up, and hang on. So first, we almost always have stressors coming into our life. And stress isn't a bad thing. Stress is something that we need. It's how we grow. We stress our muscles, they grow. We stress our bones, they get more solid. It's not an abnormal process until there's too much stress in our life to where we don't handle it well. And then what I like to talk about is that we have a bucket that our body, our nervous system, of stressors that we can handle. And that stress, once that bucket is filled, we end up with a stress response. And that stress response may be a little different for everybody, but ultimately what's going to happen is that we're going to shift to a more sympathetic state. That's a very protective state for our body. It's, if you know the sympathetic nervous system, you know it's more of that fight or flight reaction. But we're also going to tense the muscles that pull us into that fetal position because that's a reflexive way our body knows how to protect us. And so when we're looking from a muscular side of that, we have our body start to pull into this. And so you start to see these muscles, these suboccipital muscles in the base of our skull get tight, the upper traps, kind of our neck get tight. And that's where people say, oh, that's where I hold my stress a lot of the times. And there's a reason for that is because we're in that protective response. And if we have musculoskeletal issues like a trigger point or pain, that can refer up into and start creating this vicious cycle of headaches and issues with the head and neck when we get stressed and people can't seem to escape it because then pain becomes a stressor. And when we have pain, we tense the muscles that are causing us pain. It creates this vicious cycle. And because we are breathing in this stressed state, we'll also start to see our body respond differently. And when we are in a stressed state, you'll see increased cortisol level secretion, which is related to a litany of diseases. Really, when you kind of just lump it into something, it can create a lot of baseline inflammation. And that inflammation can lead to things like diabetes, you know, cancer has been related to it. All sorts of things are really, really nasty in that capacity. So we see that. We also start to see an increased respiratory rate. We start to breathe with our chest more than our belly. That's what we call an apical breathing pattern. And that starts to create increased respiratory rate. We start to blow off more CO2 than we retain. And that's in the blood. CO2 is an acid. It turns into an acid. So it creates the blood. It decreases the pH to make it more acidic. When we blow it off, basically the blood shifts to more of a basic state, and that's something we call respiratory alkalosis. And in certain states, like when we're really primed for action, that's good. We want that respiratory alkalosis. It increases our capacity to retain CO2 and perform for longer, vigorous times. But when we're at rest and when we're just hanging out, that's not a good thing. We shouldn't be breathing that way when we're not being physically tasked, or say we're running away from something or we're hunting something. That's just not normal for a baseline state. So how do we deal with this state? There's a couple different ways to address it. The first one being, let's not get to that state in the first place. And that's going to come from preparation. And this is something that's really the long game. It's not something that's going to happen today. It's not going to something that happens tomorrow. But if you stay consistent with it, compound effect suggests that over time, our results are going to multiply. And that is, let's worry about reducing the amount of stress in our lives to some degree. You can do some of this. You can't do some of this. We can't control 100% of the stress that comes into our life. But we can change, number one, a lot of them, and our reactions to it, but also how well our body is prepared to do that. We can do that with breathing. We can do it with mindfulness. We can do it with journaling. There's a million ways to do it, but let's get consistent with that. I'm going to talk about one breathing technique that has saved my life pretty much, called box breathing. We'll get to that in a minute. The second thing that we can do to really prepare for this is to embrace it to some degree. And when we look at stressors, like exercise, cold exposure would be another one, is that when we deliberately expose ourselves to a planned stressor, our body becomes more resilient to stress. So when you start exercising, you get used to it, you build on it, and suddenly you can handle a lot more, and your body is more adaptable to these unforeseen situations because it's been put in a stressful situation. We can do that with a mental stressor, and that's where we see like counseling. You start to kind of work through traumas and stuff like that because initially it's very stressful, but as you work through it, it becomes less and less stressful. Same thing physically. Anytime we want our body to adapt, a graded exposure is the way to go with that. And then lastly, we can talk about breathing. And I want to talk specifically about box breathing because it's a great way to take you from that sympathetic fight or flight down to what we call the parasympathetic, that rest and relax. And it's simple, it's easy. You might have heard it as square breathing, but really what we're doing is we're going to inhale for 4 seconds. We're going to pause for 4 seconds. We're going to exhale for 4 seconds. We're going to pause for 4 seconds. And so it looks something like this. Pretty simple. It's easy to do anywhere. You literally need no supplies to do it. Now, what I would recommend, it's not a forced inhale. It's not a forced exhale. There are lots of different types of breathing that have forced breathing with it. This is not. If you're forcibly breathing, you're trying to ramp up part of that breath process, which can in turn ramp up stressors. That's not the point. It is a in through the nose and out through the mouth, gentle inhalation to whatever you can tolerate, exhalation to whatever you can tolerate. I start generically at 4 seconds, play around with the intervals. One of my favorite things to do is take those pause intervals, either on the inhale pause or the exhale pause, and let them last a little bit longer. You maybe go for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 seconds. And as you get into it, you'll start to see how your body can kind of almost hit this, I hesitate to use the term meditative state, but you get into a rhythm and it really actually starts to feel good. And you'll actually kind of start to crave this after a while. Along with the boxed breathing, you're going to want to do it kind of quietly. Try and limit the amount of external stimuli, obviously. Be in a quiet room as best you can. And also think about maybe closing your eyes. Again, that takes that visual stimulation out of it. If you can put some earbuds in, maybe play some white noise, just light and gentle, do it. There's no right or wrong to this. It's the consistency, which I think is the best. So obviously, if you guys have questions, comment, hit me up on social media. I'm going to drop a link below. Let's see if I've got a copy. Yeah, I do. Coming through here. I've got Breathe Better. You can get it online, either on Amazon or ebook on SockDollagerWellness.com. You're more than welcome to check out. The hard copy will be only on Amazon. Ebooks are on Amazon and or the website. So if you're interested, check it out. I'll provide links to that below or in the show notes if you're listening to this on audio. It has a bunch of other techniques, including breathing with movement, as well as kind of a ramp-up breathing technique as well. This, you know, endorses the whole spectrum of breathing. Today we talked about really ramping down. But as always, if you guys have questions, look forward to connecting with you, and we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks for your time. And remember, follow us on Instagram at SockDollagerWellness and hit that subscribe button. And if you have time, would you mind leaving us a rating and review that helps us get found? As you may know, if you're an avid podcast listener, that just helps us get out there even more. So until next time, stay healthy out there.